All right. God bless you. Appreciate each one of you. Everybody can, Elder Ron has the names of God, and every single person get one, including the children. So hold your hands up. This is really exciting. I have, approximately, well, there's 40 lines here, but there's two or three on the back page that are duplicated. There's 29 and 10, so it's like 39. So we really appreciate each one of you here, and we're excited what we're going to do. So, well, Father, we just thank you for this blessing. We release your blessing. Open your eyes and ears and hearts on each one of us. Give us revelation and knowledge of who you are and who we are in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we're going to, everybody just kind of look at your number one here. If you want, you could read it out loud or just, you know, whisper it with me. The first one is Elohim. It's God, all-powerful, creator of all, sovereign. I mean, just basically everything. And then, of course, it gives the scriptures. But the significance, I end up doing a three-liner, refers to God's power and might. He's the only supreme and true God of all. It's good, isn't it? Well, it's really exciting. So Elohim, as we know, Genesis 1:1, most of you can quote that scripture. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, didn't he? And that God is Elohim. But in verse 2, it says, and the spirit of him moved on the face of the waters. So God is the God of all things. Can you imagine God being from the north, south, east, and west, the whole world, the whole universe? Is there any end to the universe? My mind don't go that far, does it? I mean, 1 trillion miles to the north, or one zillion, no. But anyhow, he's forever and ever. For instance, the sun is basically 93 million miles from the earth, isn't it? And light goes 186,000 miles per second. So when you call on God, and if he was sitting on the sun, how long would it take God to get to you? Well, if he goes at the speed of light, it would take him 8 minutes, if, which would be 600 seconds. Or let me say 8 times 6 is 480 seconds. But guess what? God comes instantly, isn't he? Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, and we have instant access to the throne of God. So that's really exciting, isn't it? So, you know, I just can't imagine God being everywhere, but he's also here too. So that's exciting. We're going to learn more about that later. But if you remember, before the earth was created, the Bible says there were angels, wasn't there? There was a lot of angels. But guess what happened? Lucifer, you know, says, hey, I'm going to be my own God. And he was, you know, head of the worshiper and all that. And we know the story how that God threw him out, but he took one third of the angels with him, didn't he, roughly? So, and the Bible also says that, you know, each one of us have an angel. So how many people are in this world right now? How many? About 12, 13 billion, isn't it? I think it is, but so, and if we all have one angel or two, wait a minute, that's a lot, isn't it? A lot of angels. So, but in Genesis 1:26, it's right there on your, anyhow, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. What'd he say? Us and our, didn't he? And let them have dominion over all. And so in Matthew 28:19, we know that there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we see that, you know, God, you know, he had that three portion too also. Of course, there's the God, and then there's the Spirit and the Son. Ephesians 3:9, it says, and make all men see what is the fellowship of the ministry. This is Jesus. He talk about which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God. Jesus was hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. And there's about five aspects of scriptures in there that we can, you know, that's there. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of the sin, who is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. By him all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be by thrones or dominions or principles or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body. That's all in Colossians 1, 14, 15, 16, and on. So that's exciting, isn't it? So we see that you know, there's a lot of aspects of God, and that's what that Elohim is, symbolic of a plurality of all things. But we have to remember one thing, that when Adam sinned, we were separated from the Holy God, wasn't we? We were fully separated from the God, and it was so rough back then that no one could even get close to him or even speak his name. If they would, what would happen? They would die. You know, it talks about that in the Bible. And so they had to sacrifice animals for the remission of sins. And we know that the God of fire, he was a God of fire also, and that isn't in there. I should have put it, but remember Moses went to visit God, and there was a God of fire. And there are many Old Testament and New Testament fires of God. So when they built a tabernacle just to get access to God, basically only the high priest could enter the tabernacle. And he had to go through, you know, days of holiness and purity, you know, to go through. But when he went into the holiness area, what did they put around his ankles? Ropes, wasn't it? They put ropes around his ankles, and when he got into the presence of God, if he had any one little itsy-bitsy drop of sin on him, guess what? He got burned up, died, whatever it was, and, you know, they had to, you know, pull him out. But guess what now? Each one of us are the tabernacle of God through Jesus Christ. Isn't that exciting? We have the Father, we have the Son in us, and we have, you know, the Holy Spirit in us, don't we? So, you know, we are all now new persons in Christ Jesus. But if you remember, we were all from the blood of Adam. You know, before, you know, we got saved, we were born in sin and we were shapen in iniquity. But now when we receive Jesus, isn't this exciting? We have the sacrifice of Jesus. He was the Lamb of God, wasn't he? Pretty valuable lamb, wasn't he? Anyhow, so now through Christ, we can have access to the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible says, no man cometh to the Father except for through who? Yes, Jesus Christ. You said it. Through Jesus Christ. So when we receive Jesus, we are new persons. We're sanctified. We're holy. And we are the body of Christ. Once again, we have the Holy Spirit. We have access to God through the blood of Jesus. And guess what? We're even baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. In the Old Testament, you know, we know that the fire, he did so many fires upon people and everything. You know, like I said, they couldn't even say his name. And that's why later on we're going to see how they had a substitute or adjustable name. So God is everywhere, everything, and someday, the Bible says, he will show us all things to come. So, I mean, just to imagine all of that and everything, is like, oh, my word. And guess what? The Bible says heaven and earth is going to pass away, and we're going to have a new heaven and new earth, and it also says there's no more need of the sun or the moon or anything, because God will be the light. Can we imagine now having a brand new earth, two or three times bigger? We don't know. But also, the Bible says the temple the house of God will be coming down. And it's basically 1,200 miles by 1,200 miles by 1,200 miles and 1,200 miles tall. I mean, that's roughly. So it's basically from Chicago to Miami, Florida, to Denver, Colorado, to that's just his house. It's going to be a big earth, isn't it? Well, we don't know for sure. I'm just saying. And so, but once again, God will be the new light of the earth. Oh, I'm excited, aren't you? I really like it because one more scripture of the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you are all new persons in Christ Jesus. That's exciting, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's, I could almost go 35, 40 minutes just on that one, but we got to keep going. I got 28 to go yet. I'm going to go a little faster. All right, the next one is on your number two. You can look at it. It's Adonai, which means Lord, headship, and owner. And once again, God alone is head over all. He's the master, ownership, and ruler. That's what it does in, you know, checked it out in the Hebrew. And so that scripture that I'm going to read, let's see, I've got a couple of them. Genesis 15:2, and we know the story about Abraham, and God, you know, told Abraham to go, and, you know, he's going to be able to possess the land. I'm going to read it. And Abraham said, Lord God, which is, you know, that Lord God, the, you know, the Adonai, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? Because later on, he did get one when his wife was how many old? About 90 years old, wasn't she, roughly? He said, wait a minute, Lord, when are you going to give me a child? And when am I going to possess all this land? And everywhere you walk, the Lord says he would take authority over the land. So God was really blessed, wasn't he? It's like, it's just, you know, that God of lordship, headship, owner. He said, wherever you walk. And so we need to, also as saints, we need to take authority because we have authority over the land because of God, right? And then in 15:8, and he said, Lord God, the same Adonai, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And my notes say that this was a symbol of God that was used so they could say his name and talk about it because they could not speak his real name. So this was basically the substitute side name of God, that Adonai. And so, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And once again, he just said, wherever you go, wherever you walk. And I did the study on basically where Abraham went, and he went and kind of basically took all of Palestine area and Israel area and all of that at that time, or one time, I mean, all that land. There was a big, big portion there. So this is a substitute side name of God. All right, the next one, number three. Now that, instead of saying J, you know, in the Mexican language and other language, you say that with a letter Y. So you could say Jehovah, but it's Yahovah. Everybody say Yahovah. That's basically what it is. And, of course, in the regular Hebrew, it was Yahweh. But he's the Lord, the master, self-existent, and what he is like. And this is a proper name of the divine person, Yahovah. So my scriptures that I have is Genesis 2:4. There are generations of the heavens and the earth, and when they were created in that day, the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. So it kind of looks like he was kind of part of the voice. So, and Exodus 6:2, God spake to Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and it's the capital L-O-R-D's, and I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and Jacob by the name of the God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Or Yahovah, sorry. I said J, didn't I? Sorry. So this was the next step of revealing of who God was. You know, there's just so many aspects of God, what it was. And in the New Testament, I just want to put this down. Three times in the New Testament, in 1 Timothy, Revelations, and another place, it says, Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of what? Lord, yes. Yeah, that's right. Jesus Christ was the King of kings and the Lord, which is all the capitals of lords, which is the Yahovah. And they that are in him are called, chosen, and faithful. So each one of you are called, chosen and faithful. So that's exciting, isn't it? And there's a huge teaching on that too, but we're going to do the next number four. This is a little bit longer, sorry. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider, God will provide all of our real needs. And there's a lot of scriptures in there, but I'm just going to, Genesis 22:8, Abraham said, my son will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. And we know that story of Abraham. And they came to a place which God had told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. And guess what he did? He bound Isaac, his son, laid his son on the altar of wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took his knife to slay the son. But the angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, you know, I'm sure it was don't. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, for me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, guess what? A ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place. You ready? Jehovah Jireh. That's what the name of the place was. As it is said to this day, it's even to this day, they say it's still there. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus, right? Yeah, that's in Genesis 22, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, sorry. So God is our source and provider. So if we do anything wrong, we just pray that he'll do it right for us, won't he? And, you know, all things come from him, and we will see to it that it is done. Also, I don't know if it's in there. Anyhow, I also got 1 Peter 1:19. I don't think it was in your notes, but it says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and spot, who verily was foreordained, are you ready? Before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the earth, everything. But was manifested in these last times for you. So we see that, you know, God, the Bible, there's so many notes that say Jesus was like inside of God, and every one of us were made for God. And I'm glad I wasn't made in 1492 when I had to sail Columbus to the ocean blue, but I was born in 1940 something. So the last part is, he's Jehovah Jireh. God, you are my provider, and you will meet all of my needs. Amen. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
And there's a lot to that. There's a lot of scriptures on that. All right, the next one is number five, Nisi. Let's read it. The Lord is my banner. In the notes, we remember God for helping us always. And that banner is also like a symbol of a covering and a helping, and it's like a tent, all that. There's a lot to it. Exodus 7:17-15, and Moses built an altar and called the name Jehovah Nisi. It was just in there because it was a banner flag marking the place. So each one of you, we have the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ within us, don't we? You know, we have the blood of Jesus. We're covered. We're like a signal, even. In Song of Solomon 2:4 says, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner was over me was love. So, it keeps going. And wartime as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners.
Yes.
And that means, look, we come to fight for you. So when they would carry the banners on the horses and there would be a certain color of the banners, they said, all right, we're going to war. So we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you are our banqueting house and your banner is over us, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's in the scripture. And it, like I said, it said, look out, we're coming to fight for you. But so we have the banner of God over us. Isn't that exciting? Each one of you, you have the banner of God over you. In 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. So I just love that, because it goes on, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you will fall. Because we have the banner of God over us, don't we? So I kind of declare right now that all this false media, fake news, no. We declare the banner of Jesus over us, and that they will fall in Jesus' name. Yeah, it's just really, some of it's really bad. All right, page two. No, sorry. Got three more to go. All right, number six. Yahovah Leonard Rapha. The Lord is my healer. Woo! He is the Lord thy God that healeth thee. This is really exciting. I'll just read the scriptures. There's only one scripture in the whole Bible on this, but there's a lot about healing. Exodus 15:26, and he said, if thou diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to all his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Well, of course, we know the story real well, that he sent a lot of plagues to Egypt, didn't he? 10 plagues, but I think we're going to talk about that later. But guess what happened? Israel, they were protected by the blood of Jesus, weren't they? On the doorpost of their thing. And so we thank you for all of that. Psalms 103, there is one more, 2 and 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases. We learned about Jehovah Rapha way back in just early 90s, like 91 or 2. We went to healing classes on how to heal the sick. And we went all the time for an hour long at the time, and we did practicing. And they taught us, the first thing they said is declare Jehovah Rapha. And he's the one who's a forgiver, and he's a healer. Yeah. So we learned that. And I just saw on the Christian channel, Dr. Summerall's channel, there was I think it was like an assistant pastor. A woman had a tumor about the size of a golf ball right here on her chest area. And she thought, oh, no, tumor. So you know what she did? She said she went home and declared Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, and it was 3 to 4 times, I don't remember if she had 3 or 4 days or what, but when she went back the next week, guess what? It was gone. Hallelujah. So, yeah, it's amazing. I just saw it like a week ago when I was teaching. It's like, oh my word, I'm teaching about that. So he is our healer, isn't he? I mean, of course, Jesus is our healer, and he's part of that, so. All right, the next one, number 7, Jehovah Shalom. Shalom means the Lord is peace. And the notes is God gives us peace, so we need not to fear at all. Amen. Amen. Especially nowadays, right? It's like, all right, Judges 6:23. I'm sorry, I don't even have it. You might want to write it down on there. Oh, I do. Yeah, 6:23 and 4. I'm sorry. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not. Thou shalt not die. Then Gideon, built an altar there unto the Lord and called it, are you ready? Jehovah Shalom unto this day. And is yet in the Ophrah of Abrites, which is, the city. We know the story of Gideon, how he was asked to go to war, and they had over 22,000 down to 10,000. He told them to go to the water, and those that, we know that story, he was supposed to slay a bunch of people, wasn't he? And he told the 10,000 people to go to the water, and he says, I'm going to watch how you lick the water. And he says, those who lap like a dog and those who lap with their hand. In other words, like this or, sorry, with their hand. And the number of them that has lapped, putting their hands to the mouth, were only how many? Only 300 men instead of 10,000 people going to war? But all the rest of them bowed upon their knees and drank water. And later he said, we're going to go, you know, to the edge, you know, of where the war is. Go and blow the trumpets. And they took those pitchers with them too. And they, you know, cracked the pitchers. And he held lamps in their hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow with all. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And the Lord set every enemy's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the camp. Yeah, they slew each other. They didn't even have to raise a single weapon. And the hosts fled across the border, and there was no war. Hallelujah. Well, we declare Jehovah Shalom, right? At Gideon in 19. Yeah. So regardless of how difficult, because they thought this was impossible. That army was, you know, probably 10 to 20,000 or more people. And so how difficult or impossible it may look, nothing is impossible with God, and all peace comes to you, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, now from now on, we're going to go a little shorter. All right, 8. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, which is armies and heavenly powers, God is our Savior and protector. In 1 Samuel 1:3, this man went up to the city to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And he said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And so that's really exciting because, you know, when he did that, there was, you know, great victory. And so that means that glory, that, you know, glorious means fearful, doing wonders and signs and miracles. So remember, we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus just when we call upon his name. The Bible says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, boom. So if we ever feel anything of satanic, just say, Jesus, and guess what happened to Satan? He's under your feet. Squish. All right, number 9. Jehovah Makadeshim. Sorry, I hope I can say it right. The Lord is your sanctifier. Hallelujah. Dedicate, purify, holy, keep you pure and clean. So Exodus 31:13, it says, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbath shall keep you, for this is a sign between you and me throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, now may the Lord of God himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So just look at yourself and you know what? You are cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
You no longer have that sinful Adam nature, which we were all born in the bloodline of it, but you are now a new person in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You're sanctified. That's exciting. All right, next one. Jehovah Ra or Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Yes. Shepherd means to rule, feed, keep, herd, keep you from evil. Amen. So we know the story of, you know, David, and this is actually on your next page, that whole thing, and I'm only going to talk a little bit about it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Of course, later on, we know it all. He makes me to lie down and so forth. So we just thank you, Lord, that the Lord is our shepherd and he will always take care of us. Yes. And I don't know if you know or not, but it says that rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Well, that rod and staff was basically about a, you know, one of that walking canes with a hook on it. And the rod and staff say, go this way, go this way. Guess what? I go this way. Guess what? Staff me back. So they comfort me. So, and of course, Jesus said in John chapter 10:11, I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd gives life for his sheep.
Yeah.
So isn't that exciting? So just think about it. God will always take care of us, and God will always provide for us because he sacrificed his lamb, the Lamb of God, for us. Yes. And, you know, we're the sheep, right?
Yes, we are.
That's exciting. All right, 11. Jehovah, now that T you don't pronounce. So it's Sedek, S-E-D-E-K. That's what, you know, we looked it up on the Hebrew and all that. So Jeremiah 23:6, in the days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, for this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. And I didn't keep on going on that. So is that, yeah. It means to right, behave in equity and justice. Well, you can read it on that whole line of the thing. So he's the Lord our righteousness. Isn't that exciting? In 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, now we are all ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, you will be reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who know no sin, but that we might be made righteous of God in him. That's exciting, isn't it? Yeah. So now we have the righteousness of God, glory, of him through Jesus Christ. Everybody, yeah, say glory.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
So we are now righteous. You are now holy in Christ Jesus. And you have access to him. Woo. That's good. You're new persons. All right. 11. Or did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I did that. I'm sorry. The next one, Jehovah. I got to put my thumb on it. Jehovah El Gemola. He's right there. It says, the Lord our recompense, which is, you know, and then it says, deed, reward, and inherit. Woo! Guess what? We're all getting a reward, aren't we? Jeremiah 51:56. A destroyer will come to Babylon. Amen. Her warriors will be captured, and their bows will be broken. For the Lord is a God of recompense, and he will repay in full. So there's just a time when God says, all right, Egypt, that's enough. I'm going to have to destroy you. I mean, he let them go, you know, they were there almost 400 years. So it's like, but now's the time. So our reward is from heaven. And guess what? Someday the enemy is going to be destroyed, isn't he?
Yes, he
just
is.
Like Israel was slave in Egypt, here it is, for 430 years. He destroyed Egypt with 10 plagues. And the last one was the worst. It, you know, destroyed a lot of people. And released Israel to receive the promised land for their inheritance. So each one of us, you know, we're going to have a awesome promised land, aren't we? Someday. That's good. All right. Next one, 13. Jehovah Elohim, the Lord Almighty, means powerful, strong, and secure. In Genesis 17:1, when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I am the Lord God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be thou perfect. And then in Genesis 17:2, I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. How would you like to be 96 years old and start having kids? Exceedingly. So, and then later on it says that Abraham became a father of a multitude, and his seed was so much it was as the dust of the earth, more than you can count. In blessing, I will bless thee and multiply. I will multiply thee like the stars in heaven and the sand of the sea. We ought to just go out and just take like a coffee mug of sand and try to count it someday. No. After about 50,000, I quit. No. All right. Psalms 91:1. We know that. This again. I am he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, and shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what that Elohim means. So each one of you are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Whew. Okay, number 14. I almost got two pages done, so. Exodus 16:10. And it came to pass, oh, I forgot, Jehovah Shekinah, I'm sorry, Lord of light and glory, and he's a cloud of glory-filled house. Exodus 16:10, and it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the cloud of glory, or the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. So it just showed, you know, a presence of God there with Aaron. Exodus 24:15, Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount, and the glory of the Lord abode upon him in Mount Sinai. So, you know, it just shows about, you know, that the glory of the Lord. And, you know, we are the light of the world, aren't we? So you have that glory of Lord on you. And Jesus was in the image of God. And the Bible says he was glory face to face. So each one of you, you have an inheritance with Jesus Christ and God. You can have that glory also. All right. Two down, two to go. Number 15 is Jehovah Mishpat. Yes, Lord of justice, verdict, privilege, and justice.
That's right.
Amen. Micah 6:8. He has showeth thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Proverbs 21:3, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. That's exciting, isn't it? So, you know, God is more pleased with our inward reality versus burnt offerings and sacrifice. So, you know, our heart and our mind has to be, more right, more correct. I'm sure each one of you are, but that's just really exciting. So, and all of that. All right. Sorry, I dropped my finger. Sorry. Whoops. What number? What were we on, Janet?
You were just Mishpat.
Oh, that's right. I kept thinking I was on the other. Had my other page in my hand. So God is more pleased, like I said, inwardly versus burnt offering. So and the Bible says obedience is better than what?
Sacrifice.
Yes. And great is your reward if you obey him. Thank you, Jesus. We all obey you in Jesus' name. All right. The next one. Thank you. Jehovah Naka. Exodus 7:17. Oh, let's read it. Naka. I should have probably had somebody with a... Oops, forgot where we are. Number 016. That's all right. The Lord who smites and punishes. And he smites the enemy, so they will turn to him, and he gave them 10 plagues in one category. Of course, we know who that was. Egypt, wasn't it?
Yes.
Exodus 7:17. Thus saith the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am the Lord... Behold, I will smite thee with the rod that is in my hand, and on the, upon the waters which in the river, and they will turn to blood. That's what Moses did. And there's different things. All right, next plague, and everything. So it's really exciting. So that was basically the first of the 10 plagues, wasn't it? And it just keeps going. But Psalms 9:17. It says, are you ready? The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The Lord is known by his judgment, which he executed the wicked. Hallelujah. Lord, when that time comes, I know he's got 490 years for Egypt, but because we've been here in America longer than that. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. And so great is our reward is in heaven. And we have the shield of God over us. Remember, we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus. And that's what they did in Egypt. They put the blood on the doorpost, didn't they? All right, the next one, 17. Jehovah Yahweh Shammah, the Lord who is present there, throne of God in all things. Jeremiah 3:17, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered unto it in the name of the Lord to Jerusalem. So that's good. So this means that God is always present with us. God will always dwell with us forever, you know, if we let him, right? And we let him. I mean, others, some don't. But he's also our refuge, our strength, our place of accent. Yes. He's our ever-present help in time of trouble.
Yes.
And that word throne, you know, it says at the time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of God. You know what the throne means? Seat, stool, covering, and protected. And of course, it's a place of authority, isn't it? Woo! Thank you, Lord. We have the throne of God with us right now. All right, next one, 18. El Elyon, Most High God Almighty, lasting long time, no end.
Yes. Thank
Woo! Forever. All right, Genesis 21, 33. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree, which is basically a fruit tree, in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God.
Yeah.
So we just really like that because, you know, he planted trees and said, this, you know, I want this to be the Lord's. And of course, God is fruit and everything, isn't he?
Yes.
So that means God was lasting a long time. There was no vanishing point. God has no end. He's forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah.
Eternity and continue. He is the Most High forever and ever.
Amen.
So that's good, isn't it? All right.
Yes,
19. El Roy, the mighty one who sees.
Yeah.
He's got sight, vision, look and gaze at. That's a nice God, isn't it? All right, Genesis 16:13. And she called the name of the Lord that spoke to her, God, thou seest me. For she said, have I also looked after him that seeth me? You know, that's just like, oh, God. And then Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and all the good. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord. So that's exciting because, you know, God sees it all. And there is nothing that is ever hid from the sight of God. Can you imagine? Nothing hid from the sight of God. And because basically, you know, the Bible talks about there's an omnipresent of God. Omnipresent. That means everywhere, everything. Trillion miles here, trillion miles there. Sorry. I said, wait a minute. Almost can't think of that, can you? So he is everywhere. So we can have comfort to the soul and the knowledge of that just awesome, invigorating spirit that God has put and that he has given each one of you. Whew, that's exciting. All right, we're down to number 20. We got to go to 29 yet. No, I'm sorry. El Shaddai. God, Almighty God and all-sufficient, promise, restore, repair, you help, recover, and renew.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We all yes. say that a couple of times. That's good, yes. El Shaddai, Genesis 28:3. Mm-hmm. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply, that you may be a large assembly of peoples. Chapter 35:11. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. Well, nothing is too hard for God, is it? He's a God of all things. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Woo,
yes.
You can do all things. He's the master of all things. He's a company. Can you imagine God's a company? And he's all powerful. In other words, he has everything. Everything. All right. Number 21. El Olam. Everlasting God and eternity. Always eternal, potential, no end, and he will never die.
Thank you, Lord.
Genesis 21:33. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk, I think I said that was before, orchard tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And of course, that there the tree was an orchard, and God is your fruit. That's what it says, you know, that the everlasting God, God is fruit. So that's why he called it that, you know, Elohim. Isaiah 40:28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary in well-doing, and his understanding is unsearchable. So he is forever and ever. There's no end. He will never err. There's no mistakes or go wrong. And guess what? He's your fruit and he's your food. That's exciting, isn't it? Elohim. All right, next one, 22. Eloi Israel. It's kind of pronounced different, like Israel, but I just didn't. He's the God of Israel, and he's appointed, established, Lord, God of a nation, head of all. That's what that means. So then Jacob, Genesis 33:18. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shebek, and he said, which is the land of Canaan. Then he erected an altar there and called it El Elohe Israel. And they say that altar is still there to this day. It's made of stone. It's on a mountain area. So he had a beautiful proof of his personal respect and religious obligations. A most suitable conclusion to his journey and a lasting memory of a distinguished favor in the name of God of Israel. So, you know, wherever we pitch a tent, you know what? God wants, it has an altar. So that's really good. And so God will always be with us wherever we go, wherever we live, whatever we do. And God will possess all things. It all belongs to him, doesn't it? That's good. All right, number next one, 23. That's Kodesh Yisrael. That's the Holy One of Israel. God alone is head over all, master, ownership, and rulership. Psalms 89. Our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to the one who is almighty. That's part of it. And I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. He is our holy shield. So that's a holy shield. And basically that holy shield means like to hide and to be protect. You know what it also means? Scaly. You know what that means? The outside skin or hide of a crocodile. In other words, it's non-pierceable, non-damageable. Hey, God is your defense. You all got crocodile skins on you. What? Wait a minute, that's what it said. You know, I mean, it's type. I should say that. So that's what that shield means. So I just love that. God is your defense, and we have the shield of faith. He's your owner. He's your ruler. Yes. With him, you will always be safe and secure. I guess crocodiles can't get bit, can they?
No. Lord.
All right, next, 24. We got just five more. Atik Yoman, ancient of days, pure, holy, perfect, sanctify forever. Well, I bet that wasn't on yours, but all right, Daniel 7:13. And I saw in a night vision, and behold, there was one like the Son of Man came in the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. That's that thing. And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and that all people, nations, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is that which shall not be destroyed. And basically that is talking about right after the tribulation. I mean, it talks about we're going to have the kingdom, or, you know, right in that category. So I got the whole teaching on that. So the Son of Man was the Ancient of Days, and which is Jesus Christ. Mark 13, I got two more scriptures, 13:26, and they shall, my glasses aren't quite focusing. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory.
Yeah.
That's Jesus. Matthew 15:31, then the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, because he is pure and holy. And that really means looking apparently pure and righteousness. So thank you, Lord, that each one of us have the righteousness of God within us, and that each one of us are pure and each one of us are holy.
Yes.
All right, I just got the last three or four. One, two, three, four. Whoops, five. Number 25, Jehovah Shammah. Oh, man, I thought we'd... The Lord is here, the Lord is there, vulnerable, forever present. Ezekiel 48:35, it was round about 18,000 measures that the name of the city from there shall be called, the Lord is there. His presence is there, and he is with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Also, 1 Timothy 3:15, the New Testament, Paul said, I am delayed if you know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God. That's the same thing. The pillar and the foundation of the earth. He is our, so just remember, he is our Savior, our Holy One, and we are his children. Also, 1 Corinthians 6:16, for we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. When we get saved, remember, you are no longer your own, are you? Each one of you are new persons in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things become brand new, or become new. So I'm glad that I'm brand new, right?
Yeah.
If you'd have known me before, no. All right. Next, last four. Yeshua. This is all, these last next four are in the New Testament. Jesus, Yahweh, is Savior. It means to save. So God is always present with us. I'm just going to read it. John 6:42. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How could we now say, I came down from heaven? So, and then Matthew 6:16, Peter said, you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by a man, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound on heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So guess what? We're the Peter, the church now. So each one of you have power and authority. So we can just literally declare that hell will not overcome us, because we have the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And we have instant access to the throne. And the Bible says Jesus destroyed death. And it says the last enemy to be destroyed is what? Death. And he says, and someday we will live forever. Someday. Woo. Can you imagine ever living forever? Someday? Forever? Ever? All right, number next thing. Christos. Because we know it's almost like Christ. Jesus Christ, the anointed one with gifts. He's our access to God through him. John 20:31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So each one of us have life, eternal life, through the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, again, I've said it before, no man cometh to the Father but by me, Jesus Christ. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I know when I first, you know, started the church, we used to do some outreach way back out in the mayor called it the hole. It was a down and out. But we've cast out from demons, from people, and we said, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. And guess what? The demons came right out. Amen. And there was healing. I remember this one, he came up and I guess this is kind of personal. His dad was witchcraft. They even tattooed him in some really gross parts. And he was very demonic. But we cast them demons out, and he actually, his eyes were going like this. He actually was on the floor, and he crawled like a snake on his back. And we got them all out of him. And, you know, he's become almost a leader in a church now. So it's really good. I mean, it's exciting. So when you just declare at the name of Jesus, once again, it slaps Satan. Remember, Christ was his personal title, and it does mean that Messiah. So now Jesus has reestablished the eternal life in us, and we have it in through that. Just two more. Sorry about that. Curious, Lord, Master, Sir, brightness, manifestation, supreme in authority. Luke 1:41. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard, oh, this is good. I'm getting tears, sorry. Heard the salutation of Mary. Guess what? The babe leaped in her womb. Because, you know, Mary was pregnant and his sister was 6 months pregnant and was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she became filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice, and blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, and blessed womb, I'm sorry, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which he told from her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. We are always to rejoice in the Lord, aren't we? Each one of us. So, and that's one thing that, you know, we've taught about, that here John was 6 months in Elizabeth's womb, but guess what? John heard his mother talking, heard his mother speaking. He also heard Mary say things, and he leaped in his mother's womb. And that's why that abortion is wrong, isn't it? Right. You know, come on. So we're always to rejoice in the Lord with unspeakable and full of glory. So, and my notes under that says, children can hear what your mom says and does and what she hears. So look out, moms. No, that's good. That's what my Bible notes said, you know, for babies inside. So we got to be careful, moms, what we do. No. Psalm 62:2. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they might know that the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So remember, you know, that's what it is about, you know, the sent one. So God the Father sent the Son to be Savior of the world, and now we have all authority through Jesus Christ. That's what that talks about. All right, the last one, soter. Savior died for our sins. We all know that story. That means control, increase, enlarge, delivers us from danger and death so we can be holy. Amen. Luke 1:47. And my spirit hath rejoiced that God is my Savior. I got three or four scriptures. Titus 2:13. Look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and sin, and purify himself to be a spectacular people, jealous of good works. I think my speller didn't spell it right. Colossians 3:3. For ye that pass away are dead, but your life is hid in Christ in God. Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is life, shall appear, then he also shall appear with him in glory. And so this is really good. I just want to comment, you know, we are saved and rescued, like I said before, from the blood of Adam. Because the Bible says we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquities, which means all of us had a weakness. But now we have the new blood of Jesus, and we are all new persons in Christ Jesus with a great inheritance. And we will always walk with him. We will not turn our backs to Adam, will we? Everybody say no. Who at one time, you know, turned his back on God. So each one of you, we're just going to keep moving forward. And Jesus is our Savior. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us because he died for our sins. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Sorry, that was a lot, but all right. Oh, you want me to do communion?
Yes.
All right, we're going to have the ushers get the communion ready. If anybody needs a communion, go ahead and get it. And while they're doing it, I want to read a couple of scriptures. First of all, I want to read from John 6:51. It talks about Jesus said, I am living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give to him is symbolic of my flesh, which I have given for the whole life of the world. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of this flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I have raised him from the dead. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood in me, I in him, and I, you have the living Father who has sent me. Woo! Everybody say amen.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get ready to open this up. And sorry that... these are called child protectors, and that little top, well, that's what it said right on the thing. It said child protectors. So you kind of unpeel that top one first. Sorry about that. Because I'm just saying they won't damage it, put it that way. So this is really good. So we're just going to hold this up. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Jesus said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. And as often as you do this, you do this in remembrance of me. Can everybody, okay, you can go ahead and eat it now. Thank you, Jesus, for this blood in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right. Well, this is symbolic of the blood of Jesus, and you have it in you and everything. And this cup is a new testament in my blood. And as often as you do this in remembrance of me. So, Father, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you that we are new persons in Christ Jesus and all the aspects that you have for us through all these names. We have everything.
Amen.
So we just receive it right now in Jesus' name for the sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, in my Bible, in the back of it, I got some notes. And they had to do approximately 4 sacrifices every year just to become holy. I mean, you're talking about killing cows and lambs and whatever it was. And I don't know what they did with a family of 8, but of course, back then I heard they had 30 and 40. So we'll find out someday. All right, well, bless you. Mm-hmm.